Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Demaya Bishop, and I'm here with
Tucker Polson.
Jazzy Frierson.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and 5-star rate. So, how was y'all weekend?
Busy. Very busy.
It was good. It was my mom's birthday, so celebrated that. How was yours?
Mine was good. I went to the Pecan Festival. That was fun.
Sounds fun. Question for you guys. If you could be in any movie, what would it be and what character would you play?
I don't know.
I think I'd be in a Tyler Perry movie, but I don't know what character I'll, like, play to be. But I love them movies. What about you?
About that.
It's a tough one for me, too. If I had to guess, probably, like, one of the Incredibles.
I think I could put you in a movie like that.
Because, like, The Incredibles are cool. Like, it's just a modern family with superpowers. That's pretty cool to me.
And now it's time for the Red Fox weekend recap.
On Thursday, November the 10th, the competitive cheer team will travel to Irma for state qualifiers. Good luck, Lady Foxes.
Congratulations to Katie Nutt, Jonathan McIntosh, and Ethan Hickey for individually qualifying for the state championships. They will run at the Sand Hills Research Center in Columbia, South Carolina. Good luck, Foxes.
On Friday, Hartsville moved on to the second round with a 33-14 victory over the Lucy Beckham Bengals. Hartsville's win gave head coach Jeff Calabrese his 200th career win and made him Hartsville's most winningest coach with 172 wins at Hartsville. Lucy Beckham was not an easy task to handle and took their first two possessions into the red zone. Both drives were stopped by the Red Fox defense. The first possession ended with a fumble on the Fox's 1-yard line, and the second was ended with a missed field goal. After the missed field goal, Carmelo McDaniel would take the handoff, break a tackle, and turn on the gas for an 80-yard touchdown run. McDaniel would hit pay dirt again on the first play of the second quarter with a 5-yard one. McKendree Douglas connected with Jayshon Anderson on a 13-yard pass put the Red Foxes up 21-0. Hartsville took a 21-7 lead to the half. After receiving the second half kickoff, Hartsville went on 80-yard drive that ended with another McDaniel touchdown run, this time from 5 yards out. McDaniel would end Hartsville scoring in the fourth quarter with his fourth touchdown on a 53-yard run.
The Hartsville Sports Network Offensive Player of the Game is Carmelo McDaniel.
And the Hartsville Sports Network Defensive Player of the Game is Will Barnes.
On Friday, November 11th, the Red Foxes will travel to AC Flora in Columbia, South Carolina, to take on the Falcons.
And that's our Red Fox weekend recap.
Print needs. What do you want to say through print media? Call or email us to get started. Welcome to the show, Coach.
What's up?
Great game Friday. But before we get into that, our question of the day is, if you could be in any movie, what would it be and what character would you play?
Wow, y'all hitting me with something pretty strong here. It'd have to be Gladiator, man. I want to be that dude. He was unbelievable. That'd be pretty cool.
We're going to get into the game in a few, but 200 wins.
Yeah, I'm old. Listen, I've been blessed. I've had the fortunate pleasure of coaching some great players. I've had some great coaches that have helped us along the way, do an amazing job. And I'm old, so those things happen. We're excited for the community, and obviously it's a celebration of our football program, the things they've been able to do. I'm just a part of it. I just drive the bus.
172 wins in a state championship. Which one of those wins has been the best?
I think they're all special. You know, it's a good question, but I think in the coaching profession, each week is individual. And when your players and coaches pour their heart and souls into a week and you win a game, they're all special. You know, obviously, our football team in 2012, some of the adversity and things that we've gone through were pretty important as life lessons. And I think that looking back on that through tremendous tragedy and that team was able to be undefeated is in a pretty amazing situation and story. But I think the thing about Hartsville is our kids, all of our kids, you guys, we're resilient. I mean, you know, I think about this past week and how hard it was in our community. We had a funeral yesterday for Jamari Montgomery, and that was very emotional for a lot of people. And I think about this town, and I think about the amazing things we're able to overcome and band together and make our community better through tragedy. And you know, that's kind of the thing that's most memorable being in this town, and I think it's most important.
Coach, after 200 wins, if you could talk to young Caleb Brees before coaching his first game, what advice would you give him?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I tell you, I don't know what advice I would give, but I can tell you what my dad said after my first win. I was at West Florence High School, and the team was 0-31 before I got hired, which is why they hired me, because nobody else wanted the job. So I got the job, and we won the game. And for the seniors, it was the first win ever. So we were at Memorial Stadium in Florence, and we won the game. We beat Carolina Forest, and they ripped down the goalposts, and they started marching them towards town. It was the craziest scene. I got doused with water, Gatorade. The community was all over the field. And my dad walked up to me and said, "Well, son, you need to go ahead and retire." And I said, "Dad, I'm just getting started. What are you talking about?" He said, "It ain't going to get any better than that." So I don't know what advice I would give him. I guess my dad said, "Go ahead and retire after the first one." But it's a great journey, man. Coaching is a calling, and it goes far beyond the sports that we coach. It's about making a difference in children's or young people's lives. I guess I would say just remember what the most important thing is. I think sometimes we all get in coaching and we get a little sidetracked about, you know, the game. And sometimes maybe we don't stop and enjoy the small moments as much as we need to. So I think probably the best answer to your question was slow down and enjoy the ride.
Now on to Friday's game. Lucy Beckham came out moving the ball well with their no-huddle offense. How are you guys able to adjust to that?
Our kids kept battling, and, you know, Lucy Beckham was fired up. Obviously, they were a good football team coming in. They made some plays early. We were able to weather the storm, so to speak, and keep battling. And, you know, I thought defensively we wound up playing a great ball game. And again, on that first drive where they were really clicking, we were able to get a fumble in the end zone and turn the ball over, and that kind of switched momentum. And I thought it was pretty big by our defense kids.
Offensively, we seemed in sync all night. What did we do well that allowed us to be successful?
Well, I'm glad you thought we were in sync. We were able to have success, but I tell you, they were not very easy. They were giving us a lot of issues and problems, and our kids were having to really work on the sideline to understand everything. And I thought they did an amazing job making it look easy, even though it wasn't. And I think that's just the experience and calm demeanor of our offensive kids, and obviously real proud of them for what they were able to do.
AC Fluor riding an undefeated season so far. Although they can pass the ball, it seems as though running is their thing, led by their senior running back, Markel Townsend, who averages about 184 rushing yards a game. What do we need to do to stifle that offense?
He's really good, and their offensive line is really good. They run the ball exceptionally well. Obviously, we have a plan. Our coaches met yesterday, and I think we got a really good plan. Obviously, with stopping somebody like that, again, their offensive line is fantastic. The running back is fantastic, and they do have skill kids that they can throw the ball. They are a very balanced offense. I think they're scoring about 42 points a game, 43 points a game. I think we have a really good plan, and I'm really excited about the direction that we're headed to try to get ready for this game. And what a tremendous challenge. I mean, you know, at this stage of the playoffs, you're going to play great players, you're going to play great teams, and it's a chance and an opportunity for you to shine on the biggest stage in the biggest moment. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Coach, on the offensive side of the ball, what do we need to do to be successful?
Handle a lot of things that they do well. I think, again, it goes back to, can we keep calm and can we weather the storm, so to speak? Because, again, they're really good on defense too. They're 11-0 for a reason. So, you know, also to limit mistakes. You know, we had a turnover last Friday night that resulted in 7 points. So we obviously got to take care of the ball, and we got to make some plays and have some fun and not make the moment bigger than it is. It's a ball game, man. You've prepared all season for this. Go out and have fun. You're ready to play and go out and just make some plays.
What's the message to the team this week?
Just be you, and you're good enough. You know, I think you don't need any extra. You just the only extra we ask them to do is, you know, what are you leaving on the table that you haven't done? Are you watching film? Are you paying attention in practice? Are you practicing hard? And if you're not, try to elevate that part, your preparation part. But in terms of playing, just be you. And you are good enough. And I think that's the biggest message.
Thank you, Coach Calabrese. Good luck this week against North Myrtle Beach. Oh, yeah.
I'd be happy to play North Myrtle Beach again.
Thank you, Coach Calabrese. Good luck this week against AC Florida.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
See you next week.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for listening. Once again, remember you can listen to Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFox.com. I'm your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with
Tucker Polson.
Jazzy Frierson.
We're out. Boom. We'll be right back.